is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. A few years ago, I took my then 5-year-old grandson to the movie The Star. And by the way, have you seen The Christmas Star yet? The Jupiter and Saturn in their alignments, most visible since the 13th century. But back to the movie The Star. It's a nice little movie, has a message that's not just for kids, but for adults too. And in the movie, a small but brave donkey named Bo yearns for a life beyond his daily grind at the village mill. One day he finds the courage to break free and finally goes on the adventure of his dreams. On his journey, he teams up with Ruth, a lovable sheep who has lost her flock, and a bird, a dove, named Dave. Bo and his new friends follow the star to Bethlehem and the manger and the first Christmas. When they followed the star, they walked by faith and found Jesus. It's got a good message, the movie does. There's a lesson there for us these few days past Christmas Day. As we say goodbye to Christmas 2020, we can look forward to the light of Christ guiding us forward. Christmas, well, is a shortened form of Christ's Mass, a Mass in celebration of Christ's birth. The light of Christ continues beyond a particular observance, though. When we follow God to His Son, our lives come together, you might say. I mean, they're whole, they're complete. I didn't say perfect, but whole. Not perfect in the sense of flawless. I didn't say trouble-free or painless, but we are on the journey, and we have peace with God through Jesus Christ, His Son. On the other hand, when we follow our own path by our own rules apart from Christ, we make a mess of things. At least I have. I like the story of the pastor who enlisted the little children to help him present his Christmas sermon entitled The Star, same name as the movie I just mentioned. He gave each child one of the letters of that word so they could hold it up for the congregation to see. The pastor was planning to make a point on each letter, which spelled the word star, S-T-A-R. But as the children stepped forward with their letters, they were in reverse order. And all the people in the congregation were laughing because, well, it spelled R-A-T-S, rats. Maybe that's the way you felt this last Christmas, this COVID Christmas. But that's what happens, whatever the Christmas is or day is, when we follow our way instead of God's way. So following God as our guide, listening to Him speak to us in His Word, the Bible, He directs us to His Son, in whom we find salvation and hope and light and life. You see, once Jesus comes into your life, He puts the pieces together, those pieces that are often broken in your life. There's a good story about a father who was tired after an extra hard day at work. He was in his recliner, relaxing. But his little boy kept wanting attention, pulling on his dad's pant leg, climbing in dad's lap, begging for attention from dad. And the dad was just getting more and more agitated. All he wanted to do was close his eyes for a moment and just rest. Finally, in an effort to occupy his son, the dad ripped a picture of the world from a magazine, tore it into small pieces, gave the child some scotch tape, and told him to go and put the pieces back together again. He thought that'll keep him occupied at least a while for a good little nap. And the boy came back in just a few minutes. There was a picture of the world all taped together. "Son," he said, "that's incredible. How did you get that?" "Well, Dad," the little guy said, "there was a picture of a man on the other side, and when I got the man straightened out, the world was okay too." Isn't that a picture of ourselves? We get ourselves straightened out when we come to God through His Son, Jesus Christ. When we get the person right, the world becomes better. And when we come to Jesus Christ, who we are is put together. See, we get straightened out, you might say. So let the star, God's Word, direct you to Christ. Do that between now and New Year's, and then come back here and join me once again. And in the meantime, you go out and you be the person God created you to be. Here comes the